I'm standing on the steep slate roof of Alderdice High School, gripping a rain-spattered wrought iron decoration in one hand and holding up my other hand, palm out. "Don't," I'm saying to the girl in front of me. "Please, don't." My hand wavers, tracing incantations of fear and panic in the air. Just beyond my outstretched fingers is something that's been spiraling out of control for years. Only I shouldn't call her something. Should never call her a thing. Somebody is what I mean. It's the technology, see? We can't get away from it. Anywhere you find people, you find it. Clever little contraptions. Cunning strategies. We're toolmakers, born and bred. And even if you don't believe in anything else, you better believe in that. Because that's human nature. It's the tools that make us strong. And it's the tools that put a girl on the edge of this roof. I crawled out here against all advice the second I heard who it was. I owe this girl a debt, and I can never repay it. But I'm doing my best to try. Samantha is just 15. The wind is smearing her brown hair against gray skies, pushing her tears in streaks across her blank, emotionless face. Alderdice is a massive school, built during the industrial genesis of Pittsburgh. Sam stands on the precipice, six stories up. The rain is spitting at us through afternoon sunlight, and the dull stone building seems to be bleeding, or crying, or both. I can't believe she's really going to jump. Not after all she's been through. You make a tool to fix a problem, right? But, and I've thought about this, it's the boundaries that define us. Bold, black lines that can't be crossed. The limits of human ability. Lately, the edges have been torn off the map. Now we're all getting lost. 8 years ago, a little kid named Samantha Blex missed a week of class. In the first photos on the news, you could see Sam was a little cross-eyed. She smiled a lot through her kid-sized purple eyeglasses. Cute. The kid was all slobber and grubby fingers and grins, had a habit of putting blocks in her mouth. That's why, when Samantha walked back into school after her week-long hiatus, a lot of the other kids' parents were scared. Terrified is more like it. A textbook case of fight or flight with a serious lean towards fight. See, Sam wasn't cross-eyed when she came back to class. She didn't put blocks in her mouth anymore either. In fact, Samantha Blex pretty quickly demonstrated that she was now the smartest kid in third grade. After a few breathless rounds of testing, Sam turned out to be in the top 100th percentile on citywide intelligence tests. The kid had one hell of a week away. In an interview, Sam's teacher told a reporter, in a shaky voice, that he wasn't sure if Sam was still the same little girl, now that she'd visited her doctor and been given a neural autofocus implant. That quote grabbed a lot of airtime. I felt really bad about it later. Should have known better than to say it. And that's how it started. With sweet little Sam walking back into my classroom, looking me right in the eye with a new spark of intelligence. A new electricity altogether. Where'd that spark come from? It's simple enough. An aspirin-sized piece of conductive metal. An amp. Carefully placed in the prefrontal cortex of the kid's brain. A baby squid, pulsing with an exquisitely timed series of electrical stimulations, gently pushing her mind toward the beta 1 wave state. Focus concentration, 24/7. This sharpened focus massively amplified her intelligence, bulldozing away the dim, mild, slobber-mouthed little girl I knew. And only a little nub of dark plastic on her temple, like a mole, to show for it. A maintenance port. Just like mine. "I know how you feel, Sam," I called to the cultish teen on the roof. "I get the stares. I hear the whispers. We can make it through this." I'm flawed hardware. Like anybody. Have been for a long time. Epilepsy. My doctor says it's a Tower of Babel in my head, and I believe him. Of course I would. My doctor is my father.